So if you were in Seattle in the mid-2000s, you might have seen one of the gonzo wrestling performances staged in area dive bars. Seattle semi-pro wrestling featured characters like Ronald McFondle, Eddie Van Glam, and the Banana. It was all meant to be a spoof, but in 2009, it blew up. Here's Ross Reynolds with more.
On the docket today, the Banana, Ronald McFondle, all in a grudge match.
I knew where the videos were. I knew where the pictures were.
They were going to replace him with someone called the Second Banana. And Mr. Banana had had it.
Contacting the state, it lets the police do the heavy lifting.
It's not normal for the police to threaten arrest for theatrical activity.
That's a clip from a new documentary. It's called Body Slam, Revenge of the Banana. It documents the rise and fall of the Seattle semi-pro wrestling. The world premiere of Body Slam is tonight at 9:30 at the Egyptian Theater. Ryan Harvey is one of the two directors of the documentary. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So was this theater? Was this wrestling? What was this?
It's everything. It's a spectacle. That's really what it is.
Did they have a theatrical background or a wrestling background? Who were they?
Some have backgrounds in theater, some have backgrounds in wrestling, but none of them really wanted to be a theater person or a wrestling person. They wanted to mix this together and make this spectacle on stage. I mean, they don't wrestle in a ring. They do it on a stage because they want it to be theater. They want it to be able to be interaction with their audience.
And the costuming, fairly outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, if the costuming isn't outrageous, there's a problem. But, you have a guy dressed up as a clown. You have Eddie Van Glam, who is the boylesque champion of Seattle, and he also wrestles, but then also loses his costume. And we have a bunch of other characters. There's Mr. Fitness. There's domestic violence. There's so many that they all have great names that, like, I'm so jealous that they create these amazing names.
Is there something about Seattle that nourished this kind of crazy cabaret wrestling thing, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I live in Los Angeles, and learning about this. This group, coming up here. And there's so much theater and there's so much performance in Seattle that I was actually quite surprised about it, that these people, as their way of expressing themselves, this is what they choose to do, whether it be burlesque, whether it be stand-up, whether it be whatever. And these guys wanted to be able to put on a fake wrestling show for their friends and call it Seattle Semi-Pro.
In dive bars.
In dive bars, yeah. In dive bars and gay bars, wherever it would have them.
So there's this one character, the Banana, mm-hmm. and as the title implies, Revenge of the Banana is the subtitle, he kind of brought about the downfall of Seattle semi-pro wrestling. What happened?
Well, you want me to give away the movie or no?
give away a little.
Well, basically, Paul is, he's a guy who had a troubled upbringing and, he escaped through wrestling. And so when he found out that this Seattle Semi-Pro was a group that he could join and be able to wrestle, he really jumped at the opportunity. And, he's a little different than the other guys, but they still let him in because that's their motto, to let everyone in the door. But things didn't vibe, and they gave Paul the Banana kind of to not bust his chops a little bit for him to learn how to be able to perform in front of an audience. And Paul took some things the wrong way, and they maybe should have explained things better, but there was a little bit of a grift at each other. And so Paul, he got a little offended and then kind of left and then decided to take revenge against them.
And the revenge brought in the notorious regulators here in Washington State who oversee anything having to do with alcohol very precisely. So Seattle semi-pro wrestling gone, just the history now?
It's not as frequent as now. There's a new organization called 321 Battle that's working to be able to perform.
Will there be any of these cabaret wrestlers at the premiere this evening?
There are going to be about 20 to 25 wrestlers at the screening tonight in costume. It's going to be a big, crazy night. They're pumped. How often does it happen where someone makes a movie about you and your friends' lives and you get to see it in your city and with your friends?
Is it possible that wrestling will break out at the premiere?
I hope so. I really do. I mean, that would make me happy.
Ryan Harvey, with John Paul Horstman, co-directed the documentary film Body Slam, Revenge of the Banana. It has its world premiere tonight at 9:30 at the Egyptian Theater, part of the Seattle International Film Festival. Ryan Harvey spoke to Ross Reynolds.